We are learning with Sechlis Chulun Daf Yutes Amar Beis. We are beginning 7 lines from the bottom of Yutes Amar Aleph, the beginning of a line, Higrim. So we are going in the Shita now, Rabbi Resi, Rabbi Yehuda holds, 2/3 Shita is enough. 2/3 of Shita is enough. And we even said there's a tzad of Amoraim that even if it starts off with Agrama, if you have 2/3 Shita afterwards, that's enough as well. So Gemara clarifies like this. Let's say someone is Higrim Shlish, v'shachat shlish, v'higim shlish. So here in this case, there's a maila and a chasaron. The chasaron is, it's 2/3 b'hagrama. The maila is that the nafak chiyusa, it's losing its chiyus by with a shchita, because the middle third was with a shchita. So higim shlish, v'shachat shlish, v'higim shlish. What's the halacha here? Rav Huna am Rav Ksheira. Why? Because it's dying with the shchita. The chiyus is leaving with the shchita. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Treifa. Who says no? It's a treifa because it's not a good shchita. It's 2/3 by grama. Therefore, it's not a good shchita. It's not a good shchita. It's a treifa because Lamaisa has a grama and it lost its chiyus without the shchita. It lost its chiyus through a grama. Rav Huna Amar Rav Ksheira Kinafak Chiyusa. Rav Huna says it died, it lost its chiyus through the shchita, so it's good. The middle part was a shchita. Hudam Rav treifa, it's a treifa. Why? Being a ruv of a shchita, like you need rav shchita. You don't have here. Here it's rav agrama, and therefore it's no good. That's what like is Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. So Rav Huna holds everything's totally nafik chiyusa. Rav Yehuda holds everything's totally in ruv of a shchita. So
what?
Because when you have a psul in the shchita, it's really a hagrama. It's a good question. The pashtus over here, it's a type of psul that you ruined the kana. You made the kana with the kana happened through another form. So the kana was not a. You did a shchita over here. You did a shchita lemaisa. You did a shchita kana. What? No, it's a psul in the shchita. You really did a shchita. It's a psul in the shchita. A psul in the shchita. It's a good question. Why it's called a treifa? I don't know exactly. It's a good question. It's a good question. It's lamdas that could be here. If you have a shchita, and it's just a psul because you shechted the kanim and you ruined the kanim, so then it could be a treifa. Like for example, it says if you cut from the back of the head and you break the mafrekas first, then you do a shchita, then it's a treifa because it made it into a treifa before it got a chance at a shchita. So here it could be it has a certain din of a shchita even though it became a treifa because it lost its chiyus of its kana through agrama. But it's a good question. We have to come back to that. It's a good question. But it's really not negated, the sugya. The sugya shaila is this a good shchita or not? Again, just not to lose the cheshbon. That the question is like this: nafik chiyusa is a good shchita, or you need rav b'shchita. So Rav Huna holds that it's kosher. Why? Because nafik chiyusa b'shchita. Rav Yehuda holds that since it's rav b'shchita, that's enough. So zotim maravaiter shachat. Let's keep cheshbon here. Shachat shlish v'higrim shlish v'shachat shlish. Let's say you shechted a shlish, and then you made agrama shlish. The middle was agrama, and then a shachat shlish. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Ksheira. Rudam Rav says it's kosher. Why? It's a shitasa. He holds that if you have roiv shchita, it's enough. You don't go with nafach chiyusa. You go with shchita. Here it's roiv shchita. Shachat shlish, v'higim shachat shlish. It's kosher. Why? You have roiv shchita. So Rav Yehuda goes like a shita, that's roiv shchita. Also, Shailula Rav Huna. So they ask Rav Huna, what do you hold here? Rav Huna is the one who holds nafach chiyusa, right? So they ask Rav Huna, what do you hold? Amalu treifa. He didn't hear it from Rav. Before, we had a machlekes what Rav holds. Rav Huna said like this, Rav Huna said like this, and Rav Yehuda said like that. But now, Shailula Rav Huna, Amalahu Treifa. He said, no, it's a Treifa in that case, where it's a Shachas Tosh, it's a Treifa. Shom Rav Yehuda, Ikbet, he got angry. Omar, I understand you. Terefina, when I say it's Treifa, you're Machshir. Umachsharna, when I say it's good, you say it's Torah. It sounds like you're trying to do the opposite of me. Om Rav Huna, so Huna said, you're right. Shapaka Mikbet, it's good to get angry at me. First of all, Chad, Iwish Mile, Menei, the Rav, I know Ishmile, you heard it. You heard it from Rav. I didn't hear it from Rav. Va'oid, ha'ika ruba b'shchita. Number two is, there's rav b'shchita. So, you're right. Chayav should be kosher. So Rav Chisda tells Rav Huna, why are you backing down? Omer Rav Chisda, lo yisahad abach. Don't back down, because l'fi yoshita, you're right. on top of Amabez. Dimkein mifsad lekamaisa. You're going to lose what you said in the beginning. Hosa my time of kamach sharta. Why are we machshir? Where is higrim shachat higrim? Because you said nafach yusuf. Nafach yusuf bechshir kanafka. Hachinami here where it's shachat higrim shachat. Hachinami kinafka chiyusa bagroma kanafka. So you're right. Stick to your guns. That you hold that's totally nafach yusuf. Here it was bagroma. So therefore, taka should be passed according to you. So it's taka machlekes Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna, what the halach is by that case, and the nekuda samachlekes is: do you go basa nafach chiyusa, or do you go basa nafach roiv shchita? Does he need ruba b'shchita? Iklor Rav Nachman l'sura. Rav Nachman went to sura. Boi Munei, they asked the mishnah like this: shachat shlish, v'higrim shlish, v'shachat shlish. Mao. Mamish, this shiloh where it was ruba b'shchita, but the chiyusa happened without grama. So we just said it's Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna. So shachat shlish, v'higrim shlish, v'shachat shlish, mahu, amar lahu. So this is Rav Nachman went to Surah and they asked him this question. So amar lahu, he told the Olam in Surah, lav hainu Rav Lezer b'am yemi, Rav Lezer b'am yemi, shchita asuya kimisarek is kshera. That a shchita done like a fork goes in and out and in. So that's the case. It was in, out, in. So it says that it's kosher. So isn't that case? So Zok Tegmar, no. Maybe don't makam shchita. Maybe dafka makam shchita asui kemasarik is kosher. Who said it goes out of the makam shchita, which is agrama? Who said it's good?
What does this mean? What does it mean?
It means it goes out. It goes out. What does it mean? It means it goes, let's say, one tabas. That's tabas number two and tabas number three. It goes, starts tabas two, goes into three, and comes back into two. Let's say like that. So all in the makam shchita. So where's the deal makam shchita? So like tomorrow, makam shchita ma'ay l'meimra. If it's a makam shchita, what's the chiddush then? Like, what's the problem? Ma'ay l'tem being a shchita mefaras, it may be a shchita that opens up, that you could see it open. It's a megula. When you do a shchita like a masarek, then masrake, maybe is the right pronunciation. When you do a shchita like a masrake, it doesn't look open because it goes to the side, so you can't see straight through. Maybe a shchita has to be mufaraz, v'leka, kamash blon. You don't need a shchita mufaraz. So Rabbi Lezman is not a shayla, is not a right to the shayla. They had the shayla to Rav. They asked the shayla to Rav Nachman. It's a good question. It's really machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, but don't make a right from Rav Elazar Bar Ben Yomi because there a suya kamashrake is dafka b'makom shchita. Simin Bakad, then some take out the simon. I'm not sure what the simon is, but let's see the next gemara. Yosef Rabbi Abba Acheri de Rav Kano. Rabbi Abba was sitting behind Rav Kano. Yosef Kano came to Rav Yehuda. Rav Kano was sitting in front of Rav Yehuda. This is a aforementioned Rav Yehuda that we know his shita. So Rav Kano is in front of Rav Yehuda, and Rav Kano asks Rav Yehuda. Yosef Kamar Shachat Shlish VeHigrim Shlish VeShachat Shlish Mao. So we know Rav Yehuda holds that's kosher. On the later, he's like answers like a shita. Shchita Asik Shera. Why? Because it's roiv b'shchita. Then he asks him, higrim shlish shlish, v'shachat shlish v'higrim shlish, ma'o, amalei, Rav Yehuda's shchita is, shchita asa psula, because he holds that it has to be ruba b'shchita, and here, it's ruba b'agrama. He asks him the third shaila, shachat b'mokim nekev ma'o. This is the case of chatzi kono pogum that we had on Amud Aleph. Yishecht b'mokim nekev, which means, you shecht it, and you mamashu b'machavin. The behemoth in its lifetime had a crack in its con already, and now I went to that spot and I continued the crack. On Malay shchitasik shera, the shchita is kosher. They asked him a fourth shayla. What happens if the crack's on the other side? So you shecht and you're going through the con with your own power of your knife, and then we get to the middle, it's already cracked, and now it completes it. What's the halacha then? Shachat apaka by nekev mao. On Malay shchitasik psula. Says that's possible. So the shayla is why? Why is it possible? Also, Rabbi Abba, I'm recommending Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Abba, who is listening behind Rav Kahana, and he's heard this whole discussion between Rav Kahana and Rav Yehuda, and he was sitting behind there. So he just listened, and he didn't say anything at the shir, but he heard this discussion. So he goes, also Rabbi Abba, I'm recommending Rabbi Elazar. He goes, tells Rabbi Elazar the story of this shayla. Where he said the makim nekev is kosher. If the nekev is on the other side, the pogabai nekev is possible. So he tells Rabbi Elazar. Tells Rabbi Yechonah what happened. Amalei maishna. What's taka the chilek? Amalei. So he tries to explain the chilek. So I guess Rabbi Yechonah asked Rabbi Elazar, what's the chilek? Amalei. So Rabbi Elazar says back.
Shachat b'makoyim nekev, if he shechted b'makoyim nekev, so then nasa k'mishu shachat over chavim gama Yisrael. It's like a goy shechted, and halfway, then the Yisrael finishes it off. There it's kosher. You know why it's kosher? Because b'palga k'mais, like Rashi says, doesn't become a treifa. So it's fine. The goy shechted half, nothing happened yet. When the Yisrael finishes it, it's good. But let's say shachat is nasa, but if you shechta, and there was a crack before that, it's nasa kibush shachat Yisrael. If a Yisrael shechs half, didn't finish, the gomar is chavim, and a guy finishes it off. There's no good. So you see, that's what it's like. That's what it's like. That's what Rabbi Loza explained to Rabbi Yechon. That must be the chiluk. So Rabbi Yechon called on Rabbi Loza, karleav oyvichavim, which Rashi means explains like this. He says. You keep on plattering every chavim day tomorrow. There's no shaykhis. This is not a case of a guy. There's no shaykhis. Pishlam ha'asam. May the havel el yishol mishcha ruba v'lo yishachat. Yishol do ruba, ruba, ruba. It's not kashachten. Ki nafka chiyusav v'lo yishachat v'nafka. There the guy is finishing it off. Ala ha'cha mechti. Mishcha shachar. He did his shchita. And mali makam nekav mali pagam makam nekav. Who cares if the nekav is first, the nekav second, l'maisa, between the Yisrael and the natural circumstances, we had a shechita, and that's good. Finish. I don't care if the nekev is there. That side or this side. L'maisa, we had the Yisrael shechita, and natural circumstances together, complete the shechita. What's wrong with that? Who cares if the natural circumstances are first or it's second? It makes no difference. It's a good shechita. And therefore, he says, there's no chilek between the two. It's a good shechita. Ad kan, the sugya of hagrama. Now we'll move on to the sugya of Mokam Shchita, where's the proper spot of the Shchita on the neck, and also as a Negeya by Malika of Oif as well. We know that there's something called a Shchita, and this is by Oif and a Behema, you do a Shchita, and there's another thing called Malika. Malika is done by a carbon. You don't shecht the Oif in the Beis HaMikdash ever. The way you kill the Oif is with Malika. Now, Malika is in a different spot completely than Shchita. That's the discussion of our Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Shechet Menat Stadim Shchitasik Sheira, which means the proper place for Shchita is under the neck, by the neck. The neck is not called the back of the neck. The neck is the proper place of Shchita. And the Stadim also called the neck. And actually, Rashi says, Simon Lechatchila, the loss of the Yavid is only because it's setting you up, Agav, the Malika. But, Ashechem, that's talking about Shechazot Sherry, is a Mamash Lechatchila. You shecht on the side of the neck, that's kosher. Hamoylik Manat Stadim, if you do Malika from the sides, Malikasa Psula. It's possible the Malika. Because Malika has to be Dafka from the back of the neck, where the vertebrates are, where the Shedra is, where the spine is. You have to go through the spine, then into the Samanim. Mamash, the back of the neck. So I'm moilik when I saw them lekasa psula. Hashoychet min ha'orif. If you shecht from the back of the neck, shchit hasa psula. It's possible. It's possible. Showcase. Why? Because you're hitting first the spine and you're making it into a treifa before the shchita. You broke the spine. And echanami, the Gemara will say later on, if you pull the simonim out somehow and you put it on top of the spine and you make a shchita there, then it'll be a good shchita taka. If somebody could get the simonim to on top of the spine, either from maneuvering your fingers through that or opening it up and pulling it out and doing the shechita, that way it'll be kosher. But ashechet min ha'orif, you shech through the ha'orif, it's possible. Hamelik min ha'orif, milikasek sheri, that's a chatila actually. Hamelik min ha'orif, milikasek sheri, it's a chatila. Ashechet min ha'tzavar, shechitasek sheri, and hamelik min ha'tzavar, milikasek psula. If you do it by the neck, not on the sides, but under the neck, the proper place of shechita, that's kosher. The Malika Menatzavar is possible. The klal is, Shekola Oirif Kosher Malika, the whole back of the neck is Kosher Malika, V'chola Tzavar, the whole neck, which includes the sides, Kosher Veshchita. Nimtza, Kosher Veshchita, whatever is Kosher Veshchita, any Mokoim that's Kosher Veshchita, Pasha Malika, it's no good Malika. And Kosher Malika, Pasha Veshchita. It's a big Arichas in the Mishnah, the Gemara in the Darshan, there's Mishnah. Kosher Malika, Pasha Veshchita. Whatever is Kosher Malika, which is the back of the neck, is Pasha Veshchita. That is the klal of our Mishnah. Zachte Gemara, we're talking about the Oirif. What exactly is the Oirif? When we say Shech from the Oirif. Now, Oirif literally means in back of the face. So in back of the face, like picture someone's in back of the face, you know, you put your tefillin, that's where you make a shechita? No, that's not where you make a shechita. On the little Oirif, little head over there, you don't make the shechita on his head. The dalad, yeah, the dalad. Now, on a bird, if you do the back of the face, You're like, you know where the eyes are? The back of the head. You don't do a shechita through the head. That's not where you do a shechita. So that's what Eirif means. So what does it mean here? Shechita min Eirif. What does the Mishnah mean? My Eirif. What does the Mishnah mean? My shechit min Eirif. That's shechita sepsula and hamaylik min Eirif. Malikasek sheri. Telling me to do a malika in the head? My Eirif. Ilim Eirif mamish. My Eirif shechit. If I feel a maylik nami, it won't be good. Why? Mul arpa marchmana. It says, keneged the Eirif. It says, facing the Eirif is where you make the shechita. For loy arpa, not the arpa itself. Again, the arif means behind the face. You don't do it behind the face. Mul arpa. Ella, my arif. When the Mishnah says arif, it doesn't mean arif. It means mul arif. Kiktani seifa, kala arif kasha malika. Now, why is that a raya? Because if it just meant behind the face, it's, you don't pass the kala arif. It's a very specific place. Kala arif sounds like a certain amount of space. The whole mul arif, the whole thing that's facing the arif, which means the whole back of the neck is the makom of shechita. That's what it says, kala arif. The whole back and neck is kosher for malika, rather, not shechita, malika. It's all good for malika, the kala arif. Kala arif, kosher l'malika. Minah anemili, how do we know that's what mul arif means? The Torah Rabbanon, the Braisa, mul arpa, it means mul harayas arif. It means the space that sees the arif, facing the arif. Chenu Aimer, it says in the pasuk by Balak, that he was telling Bilam, that Klai Yisrael, v'hu yoshev memuli, they're sitting in my eyesight, they're sitting where I can see them. They're scaring me. So you see, Mamuli means facing me. Va'oimer, another pasuk, ki panu elai oirif, v'loi panum. The pasuk says that ki panu elai oirif, v'loi panum. So you see, oirif is the behind the panum. Oirif, v'loi panum. You see, oirif is behind the face. So it must be, mul oirif means facing the oirif. Frey to mamai va'oimer, why do you two psukim? Do you two psukim tell him means facing the oirif? The chit, so Mar says like this. The chit heima oirif gufalayadina. This is the tarots. The chit heima oirif gufalayadina nehecha. Maybe you'll say, good mul oirif. You prove me from a muli. It means facing. What is oirif? The chit heima oirif gufalayadina nehecha. I know where it is. The neid amuli day hecha. There's no where it is facing it. Tashema. The pasuk says, ki ponu elai oirif v'loy ponim. It says ponu elai oirif v'loy ponim. Mechlal the oirif lahade ponim. Mechlal that the oirif is lahade ponim. Must be the Eirif is behind the Panim, and Mul Eirif is facing that, and that's what it means in the Mishnah, that Kol Eirif Mili Kosek Sheira, but Shchitosai is Psula. So the bottom line is, we have in our Mishnah, that a Sheichet from the back of the neck is a no good, possible. But Malika back of the neck, that's the Chatila, that's Mili Kosek Sheira. And the rest of the part of the neck, besides the back, it's all kosher for Shchita, and possible for Malika. And Metzim tomorrow will continue from B'nai Rav Chiyah.